Hello, I'm Kat.
And I'm Kaylin.
And this is...
No Baddies Left Behind.
Period. We are recording. It's so weird because Kaylin and I record, like, obviously part once a week. But this week we recorded twice in 1 week. Mm-hmm. So,
and you did 3 times. Because you have that solo episode.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I did. But that one just feels like a FaceTime call. This one, it's like the whole get up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Today I'm using like a full on camera, my lights. It's like a whole setup. And I think I want to include a picture, Queen, because I told Kaylin that I am using my dad's. My dad has a few ultrasound machines and he has like a, I don't know how to word it, but like the stand that the machines go on. So, like, obviously when you walk around with it, it's on. So I plugged that thing in, and it's the best thing ever. And I hated this thing because my dad just, like, leaves it around in the house. But I'm loving it right now, Queen. I am loving it. I told Kaylin, I was like, this is a vibe. I can hook up all my cords in here and charge my computer, and my camera's going, my laptop, my phone.
New podcast equipment coming soon.
Yeah, new podcast equipment is medical equipment.
when nursing and podcasting cross over.
Literally. I think this weekend, I feel like, so our friends are very, I think our one of our friends, Angel, shout out to Miss Angel Gurr. She lives very far from pretty much all of us. And there is already like distance between us. It's not terrible. It's just obviously not ideal. But, she lives the furthest. I think it's like, what, Queen, like an hour, almost an hour and a half. If it's like traffic, it's definitely like an hour and a half, right?
Well, I think that one time we hit traffic real bad and it took us like 4 hours.
4 hours to get to her?
Yeah, because remember I left at like 4 something and we all didn't get there till the same exact time, which was I think like 8:30 or 9.
I don't know if it was 4 hours. I remember it was like an hour.
No, because I was
with Josh.
Well, we all left at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were all going to carpool, but then I wanted to leave earlier because we were going for her birthday. And so I was going to leave earlier to pick up a cake. And so I left at 4. I think Arlene left at like 6. I think Ari left at like 6:30. And then you guys left the latest. But we all ended up being like a mile apart on the freeway just because traffic was so bad. So I think I ended up being there for like four hours or something like that. Because I left at 4.
I was like an hour out. But she lives like, I don't even know what that part is, honestly. The city, I don't even know what it's near, but yeah.
She lives in the middle of nowhere.
No, literally, it's the middle of nowhere. And I think she also lives near, like, reserves.
Yeah.
Like, the Native people of America, like, the reserves where they live, like, the res. So, yeah, that just goes to show how far she lives. But she's making plans to come out this weekend. And, you know, my cousin's throwing a thing for her birthday. And also, I want to say a happy belated birthday to Miss Naomi Belgrave. Okay. She was on our podcast and she's very young. She's younger. Like she's younger than, I mean, probably you, Queen. Cause she skipped a grade, but it was her birthday, 2 days ago yesterday. So I just wanted to say happy birthday to her.
We love her.
But yeah, I'm just excited for being around friends and family, to be honest with you. It's also my cousin's graduation thing this weekend. And I'm so happy for him because this is a really big milestone for him. And, yeah, I'm just excited to be around you guys this weekend and to just vibe.
Period. We love it. Me too.
About your?
Me too. I don't have any graduations to go to yet. They're coming up in June. But, yeah, I'm excited to be around everyone and have the group all together again. I feel like it's really rare that we're all
literally
available to hang out.
No, yeah. Yeah. Even the last time, I feel like when our friend Angel was here, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always one of us is missing.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's always a vibe and it's always fun to be around, you know, your friends and all those things. Yeah. But yeah. And hopefully she's here for the weekend so that way we can like all make more plans, because I'm like, ah, I really wanted to hang out on Friday, but I am obviously like with my family. So it's like, but then she like hit us up today and she's like, are you guys busy today? There is no follow up, but I hope that she does come through because I miss her. But yeah.
I think she said she wants to go to the movies tonight or something. She was like a chill night.
Oh, okay. That's cool. But today, Kaylin and I are going to be talking about confidence. I feel like, I won't lie to you, Queen, whenever I like listen to a lot of these podcasts that talk about confidence, it's something that I feel like a lot of people overlook, you know, like when they're listening to it, it's not like their first choice to pick, but these are things that when you're struggling with it, you are struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's like your hair. Some people really overlook their hair and they're like, it's fine. I'm going to skip out on like the $50 haircut or the, I don't know what, you know what I mean? But then when your hair is fucked up, the world is over. Like that's literally like what it is. Like when you have a bad haircut or a bad color, you're not going out. Your plans are ruined. You're staying in the house and you're going to wear a hat. Mm-hmm. And then you're probably going to spend whatever it takes to fix it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like confidence is one of those things that it's overlooked. And I feel like a lot of people don't really take their time in really trying to figure out that part of themselves
mm-hmm.
until it becomes a problem. And then you're stuck in the house. You don't want to be around anybody. You don't want to be seen by anybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what is confidence?
Confidence, straight from Google, is a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities.
Okay, period. I like the assurance part. Mm-hmm. I think assurance, it's so weird that like self-assurance, self-esteem, self, all that stuff, I feel like those are, it's not synonymous to confidence, but it's like basically almost like the same thing.
They all kind of go hand in hand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They kind of do.
Yeah.
And yeah, so particularly, Queen, I'm using your outline today. Like let's start. You start it.
Okay. confidence, like you said, I think is oftentimes overlooked, and I feel like a lot of times it gets kind of played off as like the secondary thing, like, oh, I'll just fake it till I have it, or it'll come eventually, you know what I mean? But I think confidence is really the root of everything, you know, in your romantic life, in your academic life, in your career, in your social life, you know, confidence is really key to having successful relationships and having successful opportunities. And I feel like, you know, like you said, it is overlooked and it's not worked on enough and it's not given more attention as it should. It's not given as much attention as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think why confidence is so important is when you have confidence within yourself or within your abilities to do something, I think it creates more opportunities for you. I feel like we talk a lot on this podcast about love and relationships and, you know, things like that. But I think confidence, while it can help in all those things, it can also help you in your career. It can also help you in school. You know what I mean? I feel like when you have confidence in your ability to do something, it opens up all these doors for you because you're not afraid of that failure. You're not afraid of that rejection. And I feel like also it just helps you become more authentic and to live more authentically. And I always refer back when I think about confidence or when I talk about confidence, I always talk about our friend Josh. Josh is the blueprint for being the most confident version of yourself that you could possibly be. And every time we go out, I always tell Kat, like, I'm channeling my inner Josh today.
No, yeah.
You know?
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to be my Josh tonight, where it's like, I feel like this is one thing that I've really talked about. I think I brought up, I was like, you know, we embrace who we are mm-hmm. when we have confidence because we're not afraid to be who we are, and we don't care about what people have to say, and we are true to ourselves. Because sometimes when you're not true to yourself, you're lying to yourself. It's almost like imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, you are not truly being who you are. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, like, I know, like you said, people say, you know, fake it till you make it. And I will say, I feel like I've definitely done that for when I was, you know, younger. Mm-hmm. But then at some point, it will catch up to you. And either you are faking it till you make it, and you are it, or you're just playing pretend, you know? And so I kind of feel like sometimes it does work, sometimes it doesn't. But when you are faking it that much, it's like you really kind of pause on yourself and you're like, am I who I say I am? Mm-hmm. And it will catch up to you mm-hmm. at the end of the day, no matter who wants to say what. But I like that you brought that up because, like, yeah, fake it till you make it. Because I will say, like, we – and, you know, you're going to, like, embracing our imperfections, stuff like that, which you mentioned a little bit. It's like I feel like specifically, like, for me, for example, just, like, you know, let's get a little personal, that – confidence is something that I think all of us have struggled with to some kind of magnitude. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, all of us have gone through it. I will say, like, physically, for something for me, and I think I've, you know, I've mentioned this to Kaylin, and also, I mean, I mentioned everything to Kaylin, but, like, on the podcast, you know, my weight gain was something that really hit home for me. And I know a lot of my friends and my family, they're like, who gives a fuck? You had two kids, you are a single mom, you are living your life, da 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 da, all this stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, being from when I was, like, an athlete and I was training really, really hard and upkeeping my body the way that it was, but I also don't like to mourn. I don't think that a lot of us should mourn, like, our younger bodies, because as women, especially women, hormonal changes happen, our bodies fill in, and our bodies do change. Even though, you know, men are, they're an entire different species, okay? Like, for women, it's harder for us to lose weight than men are, and the hormones that we release are completely different, right? So it's like, we will, our bodies will continue to change. We may not grow inches like men do, like, in height, but our bodies will change. Our bodies will fill in. When we have children, our bodies literally change forever. So I don't like to, you know, miss my young body, but it was a lot for me to be, like, this fit version of myself. And then I gained so much weight, and it played a huge toll on my confidence, or it took a huge toll on it. And it was a huge mental thing for me. And, you know, when you have no confidence, your mental capability almost plummets. You know what I mean? Like, you are not able to make the same decision that you would have made if you were more confident. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like, even though physically, which I feel like is the main problem for a lot of women, it's the physical part. It's the physical confidence. I feel like there is a difference between physical confidence and your self-confidence, like the way, like, your mental confidence, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah.
Because physically I kind of, you know, still do struggle, but mentally I will say that's what I, like, lie on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, with shit that you've gone through, the trauma that I've gone through and healed from, it's built a lot of confidence in who I am. And as much as, you know, I struggle physically, I know who I am to my core. I know who I am in myself, you know. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's never going to be perfect confidence. No one is perfect. So take grace with yourself in that you may not be confident today. You may not have been confident yesterday, but tomorrow you can be confident, and you have to tell yourself that you're going to be that way.
Yeah. I think,
you know what I mean?
To piggyback off of that, I think your confidence is something that is constantly fluctuating, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you could wake up one day feeling the most confident that you've ever felt, and then the next day wake up with zero confidence, you know what I mean? And I think that's more of that more mental side of confidence rather than that physical side. But I think the same can be said for that physical side. Some days you wake up really confident in your body, and some days you wake up not so confident in your body. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people have this expectation that once you have confidence, it's just this steady plane of always having confidence. But I think confidence is something that is constantly changing.
Yeah. And you know what? There's even that misconception that, oh, you're pretty to me, so that must mean that you're confident. Mm-hmm. The prettiest person in the room can be the least confident. Mm-hmm. Looks have nothing to do with your confidence.
Yeah.
Obviously, people telling you that you're pretty, okay, yeah, sure, but do you believe that you're pretty? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that you're beautiful? Do you believe that you are the best version of yourself? Because at the end of the day, anybody can tell you anything, but it's what you believe that builds your self-confidence. You know, like, because there are some people where I'm like, I wish I had that kind of confidence, you know? But I feel like even though some people, I feel like the most confident people are probably the ones who have gone through a lot. You know what I mean? Like, because for me, like, I think in who I am, I like to take pride in who I am. And I really don't care about a lot about what people have to say. But it took a place of like trauma to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a lot of people. Like when I was younger, I was bullied and then I became a bully. And then even through high school and when you're in your shell and I feel like when you were young, we constantly like the battle is with ourselves when we're young, like when we're going through high school and then early adulthood, like our battle is with ourselves 9 times out of 10. But I feel like that stems from being that confident sometimes does stem from something. And we've all been in a place where we were so not confident in order to be confident now and to be sure in who we are. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to go through a level of trauma, even though as much as I hate having to deal with trauma and I'm literally going through therapy for it. But it's like, that's what makes us who we are. And owning up to what we do and making mistakes. Because if we don't make mistakes, how will we learn? Mm-hmm. And if we don't make mistakes, it's like when people are so not confident, I feel like they're scared to make decisions. Like they need people's input. They need everyone. Like they will call everyone in their phone book to be like, do you think this is the right decision? Versus if you're confident in yourself, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
You know?
I do that. I call everyone in my phone book. Should I send this? Do you think this is okay to send? Is this too much? Was that too mean?
No, I think to an extent, I think, you know, like when it's talking to men and like, you know, what should I wear? That's different. You know what I mean? Like I want to know what my girls want to have to say.
I feel like also too, you know, I'm a big overthinker and I think overthinking kind of really goes hand in hand with having confidence because when you have that confidence in yourself, you're so sure of yourself. You don't have space to overthink things. And so I feel like I'm a big overthinker. I think about every possible outcome, every possible way that somebody could take something that I say or every possible way somebody could take what I'm wearing. You know what I mean? And I think that's something that I work on every day. And some days are easier than others. To not overthink, but I think that does play a big role in how much confidence you do have in yourself.
You know what's funny, Queen, is like I will say that was me when I was like a lot younger, but once I think it was really when I hit like 24 when I kind of was really isolated. I don't give a damn, like honestly, you know what I mean? Like when it comes to decisions, because I feel like when you I don't know exactly if confidence and pride – let's look up the difference. You see what I mean? Like I'm looking up what pride means and it's so like it all almost sounds the same. But pride means a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom is closely associated or of qualities or possessions. So I feel like pride is just kind of like what – I don't know. Because it says – satisfactions from your own achievements, but I feel like it's kind of hard to put together, but I just wanted to tell this story and I remember it always stuck with me. I played, like, you know, this, I played volleyball for many, many years, and up until I was 18 years old. And I remember I was a sophomore in high school, and I played club since I was 12, but there was this one team that I really, like, loved the coaches, and they were really intense. Like, one played college and then the other coached college. And so, you know, they were really serious about punishments. And there was one time that we played a tournament and we placed last, and that was the only time that we placed last because we got punished so badly. Like, and I remember our coaches, like, in some courts, like, there's less lines, because if you play, like, at a school gym, there's basketball, there's badminton, there's a lot of sports that play on one court. But when you're at, like, a gym facility, there's less lines. Like, it's literally only basketball and volleyball. So our coach would literally make us do lines, and it's kind of hard to explain. Like, we did it the long way, and that was the worst way. We literally did that. I can't even tell you how many times that we did that, and I'm not a runner. I don't do that. And I literally almost passed out. Like, I started tasting metal in my mouth, and our coach, and we were all, like, laying down like this. And I remember our coaches were like, I want you to remember this fucking feeling. I want you to remember what it feels to lose that badly. And and our coaches were like, it's not even that you lost that bad. It was the fact that you played with no pride, that you played like you had never played a day in your life. You guys simply did not care. And I want you to remember right now this punishment, because that's not who you are. And then to top it off, they made us write a paragraph, basically a one pager of what pride means to us. And then I forgot mine the next day of practice. Then we had to run again. And then I brought it. And then I had to stand up in front of my team and read it because I got in trouble for leaving it. And that stuck with me, because it's like, who you are, it doesn't matter about how well you do something, because you can do something so amazing, get A's, become this best version of yourself. But if you don't take pride in who you are, you will never be able to take full satisfaction in what you do. And like getting a degree, you know how much work it takes to get a degree? Not even if you are in school, to get to the top of your career, how much you grinded to get to the top. And if you don't take pride in that, what are you proud of? You're not proud of yourself, because mm-hmm. you took yourself there, you know? And so I feel like when you have pride in yourself, you're able to take accountability. And when you take accountability, you have more confidence. Because if you make a mistake and you beat yourself up for it and you're so fucking embarrassed, if you had pride and you have confidence in who you are, you'll take accountability for that mistake. And then you won't beat yourself up for it. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So that was a long story, but literally that stuck with me, because I was like, I may struggle with pride. I mean, with confidence, but I know that I have pride in myself. Mm-hmm. And that's always the tough one, the pride, the ego that gets in your way of your confidence.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's also a tricky line to draw where, you know, confidence meets arrogance and mm-hmm. pride meets ego. You know what I mean? But I feel like if you're authentically yourself, you won't cross that line. You kind of know where that boundary is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even if you make that mistake, like, trust me, for anyone that knows me, I've made a lot of mistakes, and I feel like I never really fully took accountability for it either, which makes it worse, you know? And I feel like when you make those kinds of mistakes, you attack yourself versus when you have – well, some people don't do that, actually. I can take that back. But no, I feel like when you have that pride and you make a mistake, you're like, you know what? I made a mistake, but I'm going to get back up and I'm going to try it again. Because some people who are not confident, they are not resilient, because it takes a level of grit and confidence in order to get back up after you're pushed down. Mm-hmm. And it takes confidence to show face. You know, because can you imagine, like, someone who maybe have failed a course, who has failed, you know, got held back or something like that, like, and they have to show face going back to school?
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Oh, my God. Can let me?
I had to do it. Let me tell
you a story. Okay. This one is really embarrassing, and I feel like you're gonna be like, bitch, what? But no, listen to this story. So I don't know why my old high school used to do this. It was the first high school that I went to. It was so about groups. They made everything about groups. And don't get me wrong, I love to, for children especially, it's okay to you know, cheer them on when they do something great, right? But you know that the people call it the Casey or the Cassie for the, when you're a sophomore in high school, that's what you take, right?
Oh, yeah. Like the state test.
Yes, for sophomores. Tell me why, Queen. I don't want to, my one friend, right? And at the time, Aries, I don't know if we use Aries, but you can see your results. And I wasn't tripping. They just said, like, don't trip about it. You're going to pass. You know what I mean? Queen. This, my friend called me before school. And mind you, know, in high school, they start hella early. Well, now they don't. But when we were in high school, we started hella fucking early. We started at like 7:37. My friend called me, Queen, before 7:30 while I was getting ready for school. And she was like, Kat, did you pass the English and the math? And I was like, girl, I didn't even check. I logged in because she was tripping. So I was like, okay, let me look. And then I was like, yeah, I passed both. And I was like, did you? Because I was like, why are you tripping? Mm-hmm. Queen, she didn't pass the math. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's okay. No one will know. Mm-hmm. Queen, that same day, which was a couple days after the Cassie, they had an ice cream party for the people that passed both English and math. And they specified that. They were like, the ice cream party is only for the students who passed both English and math. Because technically she didn't pass the Cassie if she didn't hit the math. And so I was like, she was texting me. I was like, it's okay. How will they know? They're probably just going to. But, you know, like when you're in a class with other people who are all sophomores and you don't go. Mm-hmm. Or if there's like seniors and, you know, oh, why are you staying? All the sophomores are going, mm-hmm. You know. Queen, the teachers handed out papers because we had to leave class to get the ice cream. And I think we had that same class together. Or no, I forgot what, but we had a really big friend group and she didn't go. And we all went. And people made so much fun of her. And it was just, it's so mean because people were like, how could you not pass? Are you dumb? Mm-hmm. And the people even say, you must be dumb to not pass the Cassie. And she sat there in class and watched everyone get up and left. And then she had to show face to take it again. You know, and that takes a lot of confidence mm-hmm. to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I feel for people that have gone through shit like that when they're young. But when you think about it, it shapes you. It thickens your skin. Mm-hmm. Fuck them hoes.
Yeah.
You passed high school, right? That's all that matters. But yeah, I had to share that story because I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And to have to show face in front of our friends who just, well, friends that like would ridicule you. Mm-hmm. Come on. You know?
Yeah.
No, yeah, like resilience it's a tough one, mm-hmm. you know, to have to get back up after getting knocked down and getting knocked down hard.
Yeah.
But when you have pride, resilience, and confidence, you good. Even just the confidence. Because really, if you had confidence, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Who cares about what the fuck you have to say?
Yeah.
All right. But what is the difference with self-esteem and self-confidence?
Confidence is more... Per Google, confidence is more believing in yourself, whereas self-esteem is more appreciating yourself. But I mean, I think those still go hand in hand. You know what I mean? You can't really do one without the other.
Yeah. I think a lot of that, really, I feel like everything we're talking about, resilience, pride, that all stems from confidence. Mm-hmm. Because you are believing in yourself. You are believing that you are this great person, that you are. But you said self-esteem is feeling good about yourself?
Appreciating.
Okay, mm-hmm. Period. And then self-confidence is believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if you don't have confidence, are you going to walk out that door?
No.
Yeah, girl, I feel good about myself. But I'm going to still stay in bed.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's really, I feel like the huge core of it is the self-confidence. Because even when you have confidence but sometimes people that have confidence, they struggle with their ego. Mm-hmm. They struggle with the pride because some people ride that horse and they're up so high on their horse that they're not going to come to terms with what other people have to say. And I will say, when people have confidence, they take things very gracefully when they make a mistake, because sometimes there are people who don't agree with you. Mm-hmm. There are people who don't, you know, they will ridicule you. They will disrespect you. And if you have self-confidence, you'll know when to walk away, how to walk away, what to say, and walk out with your head held up high. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you don't have that self-confidence, but and someone does that to you, are you going to walk out the door with your head held high? No, probably not. You're going to be like sulking, walking out that door. Like, no, when you have confidence, you're like, I fucked up. You fucked up. I'm still going to walk out this bitch like I'm the shit. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're believing that you are her.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this in every episode. You are her. You are her. You know, and I feel like self-confidence, like you said, it's hard. It's something that doesn't come every day. Mm-hmm. But that's like, do you think someone with confidence is going to feel confident on when they have their period? Probably not. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. That's like literally something that are biologically that we have to do. So it's okay to have those up and those downs. That's where the resilience comes in. But be like, I'm still a baddie.
Yeah. I feel like in situations like that, a lot of people tend to just box themselves in to what they're comfortable doing in your comfort zone. You know what I mean? But you can't do that for the rest of your life. You can't be afraid of a possible outcome for the rest of your life. You know, you'll go through life with a lot of regret. And I would rather go through life being like, I'm glad I did it. Even though it did or did not work out, rather than I wish I would have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's even, I'm glad I did it, even though I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Even though I failed, I'm glad that I did it.
Because then you learn from it.
Exactly. Like, for example, like the nursing program that Kaylin and I did, like, that was probably one of the scariest leaps of faith that I ever took. And really, you can feel at any moment in your life, but when you have confidence in knowing that I'm going to fail, but I'm going to get back up, is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's a mistake that, like, you have to learn from your mistakes, because then what are you learning from? You think you're going to get back up and do it again? Probably not.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where people go wrong, is like not doing it again. When you have confidence, you're willing to make that mistake over and over until you're able to get through it.
And I feel like when you have that confidence and you go through a failure or a rejection, I feel like it gives you more drive. Mm-hmm. Like now I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it better than originally because you don't believe that I can, or because I've already failed. Now I need to prove to myself that I can do it. You know what I mean? Or like, I just feel like going through a rejection or a failure when you have confidence pushes you to do better and to be better.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, before I plan, I'd be like, listen, I don't have the highest grades, but I'm going to still show face. I'm still going to get through it.
You're still passing.
Exactly. If you don't believe in yourself, what do you think you can do? Because if you don't think that you can believe in yourself or you can carry yourself out, like, who will? Because there's no one that's going to get you through any kind of hardship. No one's going to hold your hand and do it with you. And I know a lot of people who are believers in the Lord. Don't get me wrong. I'm a believer as well. And I do believe that he has brought me through so many hardships. But even if you're a believer, it's like you have to believe that Jesus believes in you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have faith that, like, Jesus is on your side, and so I'm going to walk with him. But if you don't even believe in that, it's like, and you don't believe in yourself, who's pulling you through it? Mm-hmm. Who's pulling you through the mud?
Yeah.
You're going to get stuck in the mud if you don't get yourself up and walking out of it.
Yeah.
You know? And I always get so, like, frustrated whenever I see people who are, like I said, even though physically it's a whole different thing for me, when I see people who are just so not, like, confident in who they are, I just want to, like, take them by their shirt and be like, girl or boy, like, Do you know who you are? You have so much power to do what you want, be who you want, be whatever version you want of yourself if you just believe in yourself, which is the confidence. You know what I mean? Like that is, and it's something again, like that is overlooked and it's not taken seriously until you hit a point in your life where you're so down in the dumps.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what do I do? And then you have to build yourself up again. But it's okay to build yourself up again because there are people who build themselves up and then they come crumbling down. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to keep doing it until you're just up so high and I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like also in times like that, it's important to really be kind to yourself and give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Like you said before, you're not going to always get something on the first try or, you know, do something the best or as good as somebody else. But you did your best. You tried your best and you know that. And you know that you did everything you could to be in the place where you're at. And I feel like that deserves more kindness than a lot of people give, or a lot more credit exactly. than a lot of people give themselves.
I totally agree. And you know what else I wanted to bring up, Queen, which I just was like, I want to talk about this. Pick me ass bitches. We all know them. We all know one, you know, and I feel like a lot of pick me girls struggle with confidence. And that is where it's in its most vulnerable form. And a lot of pick me girls, women, they tend to have this victimizing mentality because, well, one, they have no confidence. So of course, I feel like when someone does not have confidence, they tend to have a very victimizing mentality where I don't believe in myself. It's like, it wasn't my fault. You know, because they don't, when you have no confidence, you're not going to take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not going to take accountability, you're not going to see when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of pick me ass bitches are like that. And I feel like when they have no confidence, they need to seek it out from someplace else. And that is so dangerous
mm-hmm.
because you are seeking it out in different dangerous ways. Like in men, constantly going through different friend groups. And also probably getting into friend groups who have mistreated you and in friend groups that are not true and genuine friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And even I feel like women who – no, I feel like our podcast is more for women, but like even people who are jealous. Girl, when you are jealous – I mentioned this last episode. Being jealous is not cute. And I will say this is the one thing that I take pride in is I am not a jealous person because I feel like I've been able to switch my perspective and I am so happy for them but I know I will have my chance. And I feel like when we all get to a certain age when especially I feel like, you know, when we all graduate high school and then some people go through life and they finish college or they're in very successful careers, we kind of take a second look at like, oh, what are we doing in our lives? What am I doing in my life?
Mm-hmm.
You tend to overlook and you tend to be like, well, then I'm not enough. Or you get jealous and people who are jealous, they project when they don't get something that they want because they're just so not confident. Like, oh, my God. Like, well, I can't even make it an example, but I know a lot of bitches like that who are so jealous and they're so not confident and they're so insecure that they project and they are almost like pissed off that you graduated or you did something for yourself or that you got something for yourself or you're in this very successful career or in a very great, healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like when you have confidence, you're able to cheer someone on, especially when it's people that you love, people who are on your team, people who are jealous, unhappy, and insecure. They don't know it, you know, and unfortunately, people like that will go. I know a 40-year-old bitch who was like that. You know what I mean? Like some age does not discriminate when it comes to not having confidence. You know, like, I mean, not having any confidence is not discriminate. It's not just not pick me girls. It's pick me women.
Mm-hmm.
And there are women who are 50 and they're still like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those are probably the worst forms because they're so old and they're over here like hating on other younger women.
They're just stuck in their ways. You
Exactly.
Like that one the worst lady part. At the hangar the other day.
Oh my God. Tell the story, Queen.
We went for a hot girl walk. If you saw our Instagram, we did post about it. We did a little clip, but you know, a hot girl walk, I count as a workout. And so I'm going to wear workout clothes. And my workout clothes is just like shorts and like a little top, but like my stomach is out in the open, you know. But I had a jacket on. I was pretty covered up. And I had
you
my
had your belt bag.
Yeah, I had my bag in the front. So nothing was really out and showing. But we were walking around. There's this like exchange. It's called the hangar in our area. And it's basically like one big food court. And then they have other like kind of stores and bars and stuff in there. And we're walking around in there. And this lady, we walked by this lady standing in a line at this one place. And she was just looking me up and down. And
just mad dogging.
Yeah, she just did not look pleased with what I was wearing. And then we walked outside and Kat mentioned to me that she was like, oh, I feel like, she was like, does my outfit look okay? Because I feel like people are staring at me. And I was like, no, I think they're staring at me because I have no clothes on.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I feel like for me, when it comes to like being confident in situations like that, where it's like more out in the open, like, I wasn't embarrassed of what I was wearing. I wasn't embarrassed that people were probably judging me for what I was wearing. You know, like it is what it is. I was comfortable. We did do something active beforehand. I'm not wearing it just to get attention. Like I know that, you know, and I'm content with how I feel about that. And so her looking at me like that didn't really bother me. Us being out in public didn't really bother me. But I feel like when it's more of those one-on-one situations where it's like my date, where I was like really nervous and I had a hard time and I was overthinking everything, you know, that's where it really gets me. But yeah, that situation the other day was just, it was funny.
Hating ass bitch.
Yeah.
It's giving, I told Kayla, I was like that one TikTok about that, I think it was in Utah, of this woman that tried pulling down this 18-year-old girl's skirt because she thought it was too short and there's kids around. Like, what?
Girl. But see, what gets me is she tried to pull down a mini skirt, so you're gonna pull it down and it's just
gonna come out.
Yeah, no, literally, like what would you rather see, my legs or my cooch? I would rather my legs be out, you know.
But she was even like, I could see your ass is on display. It's just like, okay, don't project.
Mm-hmm.
Don't project.
Mm-hmm. I will okay, say bitch. Though I do think that certain situations, there are appropriate things to wear and inappropriate things to wear. Obviously, we don't know what the situation was, where they were exactly, but I do think that sometimes outfits tend to get a little bit out of hand. But also, I'm like, if that's what makes you confident, that's what makes you confident, but just be appropriate about it. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying that she wasn't. I'm just like, wear whatever the fuck you want to wear. Who gives a fuck about what people have to say or people have to think about what you're wearing? It's like, if you want to wear a miniskirt and heels,
I agree.
Wear a miniskirt and heels.
But if you're in a setting where it's like you're around kids, you're around a lot of kids, is it appropriate to wear a shirt that's more low cut and kind of shows everything? And I don't know what the setting of that situation was.
It was like a hangout. Probably, she was with all of her friends.
Yeah, then I feel like,
you know,
that's like fine.
But, you know, but I will say there was like a situation, like there's this mom at my kids' school and she always wears like, you know, those scrunch butt leggings. It goes right down the middle of like your ass crack. She wears that with a sports bra and a sports bra that's low cut with her boobs, like, you know. And I know that there are kids, but also it's like at the end of the day, it's that's your parenting. If a woman wants to go and wear that out in public, she's going to wear that out in public. And if a child's like, whoa, what's that? Okay, then approach your child about it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't control what other people wear. It's like, if they want to wear what they're going to wear, they're going to wear no matter where they are. You know what I mean? So it's like, even like with the confidence thing, if they're going to wear it, let them wear it. I don't ever really like take a, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, okay, for around kids, but I'm like, at the same time, it's just like, people are going to do what the fuck they want to do. Makes them feel good. They're going to wear what they're going to want to wear. I hate it when women are just, you know, like, just let them be them and you be you, you know? Mm-hmm. If you feel confident in sweats or in your pajamas, I love the parents that have the confidence to wear pajamas, like dead ass, like they had just rolled out of bed. And there are moms literally with like rollers in their hair and in their robes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know? Mm-hmm. It's just about your confidence. You're going to do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Live your life how you want to live it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Does social media play a role in hurting or helping your confidence? I think we grew up without social media really being prevalent. And then we also grew up seeing it evolve into what it is now today. And so I feel like, you know, when we were younger, there wasn't as much comparison. Like, I feel like middle schoolers now, or, you know, elementary schoolers, even high schoolers now, social media plays such a big role in your appearance or how your life may seem to the outside world. And I feel like that really takes a hit on your confidence, seeing somebody else in a place in their life that you want to be at in yours. But I also think, you know, we know now that we're older that, you know, social media is not everything. Not everything on social media is true. And so it's really tricky because you'll see things, or you'll see people post like bikini pictures, you know, and then you'll look at them and you'll be like, oh, I wish my body looked like them. Or you'll see them traveling somewhere and you'll be like, oh, like, I wish I was there. I wish I was living your life. You know what I mean? And I feel like nowadays, like, social media really hurts a lot of people.
Totally. And it's so weird. I remember when we were young, that was already a problem. Like, it was starting to come up, like, in magazines. Like, that was their comparison, was, oh, what will girls think when they see in a magazine? I'm sorry, I don't even remember the last time I picked up a magazine, bitch. But I do remember doing that a lot when I was younger, like, reading Teen Vogue, you know, and also, like, J14, and I think it's what it's called, J14. But I think social media now has reached such a magnitude, like, so high up there, that people praise a lot of what's shown on social media. And I will say, like, of course, I have done that. But like you said, there's two sides to everything. There's two sides to every story, you know, especially social media. There's the side of the picture that's taken in this one, and then when you actually took it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like whenever, like I mentioned before, whenever someone hits a certain milestone in their life and they share it, sometimes I feel like even though it is for them, it's like, was it? You know, it's like, it's weird. For me, you know, and I've seen it before with certain people, like when people post things on social media, you know, it's, sometimes people post it and they're like, I'm going to post this because it makes me feel good. I'm going to post it because I want to post it, versus people who post shit on social media to get that validation. But it's so weird because I think that I'm going to include myself in this as well. I think that even though, you know, I post it because I'm going to post it and I'm confident, I don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say, no matter how many likes there are, I'm going to post what I want to post. Some people post to simply see the validation for themselves, the numbers, the comments, you know, because that's how they feel good, versus someone who's going to post it just to post. But also, is there a little validation in both of those things? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of validation in a bitch that does that. But like, even if you are confident, it is a little bit of a validation thing, you know, like you want your family members, because you have so much pride in what you did. You want other people to see it. Mm-hmm. But there is always that fine line of like, babe, you could keep that one to yourself. Like, are you doing it for the right reasons?
Yeah.
Are you? Or it's a hate when people are like, well, how many likes did you get? Like, who gives a fuck how many likes there are, mm-hmm, or comments? And really, when you think about it, the people that fuck with you the most, they're probably not commenting on all of your shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I rarely take pictures with a lot of people, with my closest friends.
And those are the people that you're probably seeing and talking to every day. Anyways.
Every day.
Yeah.
Like Arlene.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, for her birthday, bitch, I don't got any pictures of that bitch. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I see her often, mm-hmm, you know, and we are extremely close. It's different with me and you because, you know, we have our podcast. So it's, yeah, like, we got to take pictures.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I don't know. I feel like social media, it's a huge, I think it's really taken a toll. And, you know, Queen, let me, I don't even know if I should say this story. Actually, I'm just saying. I think you can like bleep it out what I'm talking about. But I had a I was at a family party, and one of my cousins was actually it's okay. One of my cousins was showing my other cousin who she was dating. She's a lot younger than we are, and my cousin, herself, she's actually like 2-3 years older than me, so she's like almost 30, and our cousin is like 19. She's like showing us her boyfriend, and she's showing us his highlights, and. My cousin went in on him and was like, he has a highlight for himself. And then one time he posted it, like, you know how on TikTok there's like a lot of thirst traps, you know, like with singing. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I think it's okay for girls to do. But when I see guys do it, it's like, what's that one TikTok? She's like, this is for girls only. But there are some guys where I'm like, ooh, go ahead and do your shit, Fine King. Mm-hmm. But it's like the thirst traps one that I'm like, oh, shit. But my cousin was like, he's posting a video of himself singing. I would have never survived a day in this age with social media. I was like, she looked at me. She was like, can you imagine your boyfriend fucking posting a thirst trap when it's him lip syncing? Are you a girl? Like, my cousin was going crazy on it. I was like, that in front of our cousin who like is dating him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's so true. Like, I see a lot of social media, and I feel like people aspire to be in these relationships, get into these careers, like, you know, based off of social media, when it's like, really, again, there's two sides to social media, the picture that's taken and then the person who took it. Like, it's just not what it plays out to see. And I feel like a lot of people who are not confident, they will take that to heart and they really will believe what they see.
Yeah, I think,
you know,
there's a big difference between sharing your life and showing it off.
Yeah.
And I feel like nowadays social media is more about showing it off rather than just sharing it. And I remember when my Instagram got hacked and I lost like my access to it. I just remember feeling relief. Like, obviously, I was sad. I lost a lot of pictures that I had archived in there that I just don't have anymore. So, you know, obviously, there's a lot of memories, like, from prom and graduation, and I just don't have those pictures anymore. So, it was sad, but at the same time, there's so much relief because now there's no pressure. I don't feel the pressure to post an aesthetic picture that matches my feed and worry about comments and how many likes I'm getting and how many likes I'm not getting or what people are going to think of the type of picture that I posted. You know what I mean? I feel like it just social media gets to a point where it's just not fun anymore, you know? No. And I feel like that's what social media should be about. It should be fun. It should be about posting.
It should be an outlet.
Yeah. You know? What you want to post, who cares what anybody else thinks? And I feel like with our podcast stuff, especially like, you know, the Instagram, the TikTok, I feel like sometimes I get a little bit in my head where I'm like, like, is this good enough? But also too, at the end of the day, our approach is different where it's just like, we like it, we're going to post it. It's we don't care if it matches our feed. We don't care if it's aesthetic or if it's just a vibe. Like, if we like it, we're going to post it. We're going to share it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is a healthier way to approach social media rather than, you know, is this good enough?
Yeah, exactly. I like that. I feel like if you're really worried about aesthetic, your passion for social media, for whatever, it's gonna run low. Mm-hmm. Because you're so caught up in trying to stick to this aesthetic versus just doing you.
Yeah.
And posting you.
And it's just not fun anymore.
No, it's at not. That point. And I can agree with you too, Queen. I remember I was like, when I got rid of my social media too. It's like, oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that I got rid of it and I really don't miss it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's a good break. Am I probably going to get back on it? Yes, but it's been a good break.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You know? I think everyone needs a little break here and there. I feel like people kind of just do it naturally where you're on it a lot and then you're just not really on it a lot and then you go back to it. Whereas like our break is just that, I don't have one at all, and you deactivated yours, you know what I mean? But I feel like naturally people kind of go through those cycles of being on it more or less.
Not wanting it and whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like social media for me, it's a really big trigger. And some people – this is a little bit of a sidetrack, which I do want to like talk about too. Like there are people who post for other people, and at the end of the day, your own – achievements, your life should be private, because people who are watching and they don't like it, they don't want the best for you, they are preying on your downfall. Mm-hmm. They are your biggest haters. They want to see you fail, and they're just fucking nosy. Why would you ever want to let someone in like that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why now I'm like, I'm so big on only surrounding myself with people that actually care for me, because I'm not going to compromise my peace, my confidence, my own self-worth for bitches that just want to see me fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's one of the biggest reliefs too, is like, I'm so over the social media thing. Like, even though it's funny, like, we're doing this, but it's like, I would rather rebuild myself than prove to other people what I've built or mm-hmm. what I am trying to build. You know, and like, what are you trying to do? Stunt on bitches? Like, I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. I am so imperfect that I love myself for being that imperfect, that I don't think that there ever needs to be a perfect version of you, because you are never going to be perfect. And there's no point in chasing and getting validation from people when you can build that all within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I'm like a big key to like Instagram and like my own personal Instagram. The people that are in my life actively, that want the best for me, that, you know, that those are the people that matter for me. Those are the people that want to see me be confident, and they want to love me. And those are my people. I don't need bitches from high school that I don't talk to anymore looking at my kids. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I just feel like your quirks and, you know, who you are, how you are, how you act, that is what sets you apart from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Everyone is pretty. Everyone is smart. Everyone could be successful. Mm-hmm. But what sets you apart from everybody else are those little weird things about you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of time, especially with social media, people try to hide those things out of fear.
They want to blend in with everybody.
Yeah, out of fear of embarrassment or not wanting to be the odd one out. But I feel like if somebody can accept you for who you are and how you are, just as you, then they're not meant to be in your life. You know what I mean? And you shouldn't be choosing to surround yourself with those kinds of people. If they can't appreciate all those little things about you, you don't need them. And I feel like that's a big thing with social media is you let those people in.
Mm-hmm. And then you care about what the fuck they have to say.
Yeah. And then you turn into a dull square and mm-hmm. you're just like everyone else, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, Queen, what's funny is, I don't know about you, but I feel like I saw this Twitter one time. I mean, the Twitter, bitch. I sound like I'm fucking old as shit. I saw this tweet forever ago, and I remember, well, when I still had Twitter, or now X, it was like, oh, so we're all just depressed. Like, after high school, I feel like you get so depressed because a lot of, when you're young, everything is measured, you know, in time. Like, oh, I'm gonna graduate high school in 4 years. I'm a freshman, I'm a sophomore, I'm gonna get out of middle school and get into high school. Everything is measured in time, even in college. That's why I feel like people after college struggle, because they almost have no sense of time. And they're like, oh my God, is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life?
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like that is what is the biggest cause of depression with people who are our age, because they don't know who they are, because subconsciously they have become a version of everyone else, versus someone who is so true to themselves, so confident in who they are and owning up to who they are to their core. The way that they succeed through life is so graceful, so seamless. It's so like, I wish I could do that. I wish I could make that kind of leap, make that kind of mistake and still succeed in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people will make a mistake and they think their life is over. But you know what I mean? And it's like, when you get so caught up with caring about your image, caring about the people around you who make that image, you are your own image. Your own perspective on your life is the only perspective that matters. When you keep trying to let everybody in and you being like, oh, I don't care what people have to say. No, yeah, you do. Because you care about what the fuck they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's what I feel like causes people to be in this big depression. So I want to be like this girl. I want to post what she posts versus posting it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like it's totally okay to post what other women post. I just take it as inspiration.
Yeah.
Versus like just straight up copying them. I'm like, okay, then you just have like a personal issue going on there. But no, like I feel like that's what causes a lot of us to be so depressed is like we don't take pride in our quirks. We don't love our own selves. We want to blend in with everyone. And I will say, Queen, that was one of the biggest things that I struggled with as a child is I remember I always felt different. I always was like, why? And even within my friends, I was always like, oh, Kathy, she's the one with the loud mouth. She's the one who's always hot-headed. She's the one, blah, 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 blah. And I hated myself for being that way. And I hated myself for not being able to just like put a cap on it. You know what I mean? Or like why I was always so out there. But now I love myself for it. I love that I'm that person because I can guarantee you that other people that struggle with who they are the most unhappiest person that could walk this fucking earth. And they're the most miserable, most bitter, the most ugly inside. Go heal. Go heal. Like, and for those are the people that hate on others that are so, like Josh, I think it's so funny when we go out in public and there are people that are just so bothered by Josh's presence.
No, or the one time when we all went out one night and Josh... There was this tree that had flowers in it.
Oh my.
And Josh was jumping up and plucking the flowers for all the girls like in our friend group. And he would pluck one, walk over, hand it, go back, pluck one, walk over and hand it. It's really sweet. Josh is so sweet. But it got to be my turn and I was recording him. And he jumped up, got the flower, turned around. And as he turned around, these girls, separate from us, were walking by. And so he turns around and starts heading to me, and these girls are walking by, and the girl tries to take the flower out of his hand, and so he takes it back, and he's like, this isn't for you. And then she, as she's walking away, she goes, it's okay, you're ugly anyways, and is just keeps walking. And Josh stands there, looks at her like she's crazy, and then walks up to me, hands me my flower, brushes it off, and then goes back and keeps picking the flowers for the other girls in our friend group. And I just like remember, I mean, also just like being so in awe, I think just of his confidence in general and just really trying to take inspiration from him. But the comments that she made of her being like, oh, like you're just ugly anyways, I think is just a big tell of how confident she is in herself. Yes. You know what I mean? And of the way that she speaks to other people is a big tell of how confident she is in herself. Because if, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, first of all, it's weird that she even tried to grab it out of his hand in the first place. It wasn't like he wasn't handing it out, you know what I mean? And so the fact that she just tried to grab it in the first place is a little bit weird. But I feel like to go alongside that, the people that constantly voice how confident they are or constantly voice how happy they are or how in love they are or whatever, I feel like are the unhappiest people, are the least confident people. And I feel like those people, it's the most obvious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like the faker till you make it.
Yeah.
Don't overcompensate though. Don't overcompensate. That's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that you brought that up, Queen. Let me bring this shit up. I know so – I don't fuck with some of my family. And I don't give a fuck to say this, so I'm going to say it. This is a lot of people. We all have that family. I remember my mom was always like, oh, there's nothing that makes me more embarrassed than when I see, like, people just like, I love my husband. He's a man of God. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to boast about your partner because I think that you should. But it's like – when you're doing it because you know that you want to overcompensate, like, stop it. Like, oh, that literally sends me. I'm like, you – and really, I also, too, like, back to that girl, it's like, you – well, you're ugly anyways. You thought that was going to hurt somebody? No, someone probably told you that, which made you feel shitty, which made you feel insecure. So you're going to say to someone else thinking that it's going to hurt their feelings because it hurt your feelings. But really, someone that confident, like our friend Josh, he didn't get fucked because he knows that he is a fine ass man and he has the best personality. Mm-hmm. That's how he goes on with his life. You know what I mean? Like, be so for real. I love it when people are like, well, you're ugly. Oh, well, you're fat. And I'm like,
okay.
Okay. Ouch. Ouch. You know what I mean? Like, be for real, bitch. Like, you really think that's going to hurt me?
I think like, also, that's crazy too, like, as fuck. Something that you've said, I think you've said it on a podcast before, too, but I feel like it's something that we both think is there is nothing that anybody can say at this point in our lives that is worse than anything that we've said to ourselves or worse than anything that anybody else has already said to us. You know what I mean? Like, there is nothing, you know? No. So it's like, now if somebody were to come up to us now and say those things, it's like, okay. You know?
Be for real, bitch.
Yeah.
Go heal, babe. Yeah. Like, no. You know what I want to bring up, Queen? And I'm going to share this story. Obviously, you know, I'm going to really censor it, but like I had a huge falling out for, you know, my with an ex's partner. Okay. And I remember her family members were like coming after me and they were like, and you know, this Queen, they were bringing up my mom who is dead. And I'm just like, right. Like, okay, like, you're gonna bring up my dead mother? Like, that's crazy. Like, you're really trying to dig deep in me to hit something in me, but that's still not hitting me, babe. Come on.
I mean,
try harder.
The fact that they even brought that up, I feel like when you have disagreements with somebody, no matter what it is or who it is, there are just certain things that are off limits. And it's kind of like an unsaid thing, just out of respect and common human decency, there's just some things that you just don't bring up. You don't talk about when you're arguing about something specific. So the fact that they even brought that up in general is just very telling of the place that they're at in their lives, you know?
And also they're so desperate to, because I was popping off, and they're just trying to dig so deep to hit me hard. I'm just like, I'm sorry, babe. Like, a 10-year-old can hit me hard with that. She was like, at least I have a mom.
Emmy like, could come up with better responses.
Yeah, dead ass. I was like, bitch, you think that's gonna hurt a bitch like me? Mm-hmm. Like you said, I have said worse things to myself than what's coming out of your mouth, bitch. You think that's gonna hurt me? Like, that's crazy. And I feel like also too, Queen, it's like when you have the biggest battle with yourself, you are telling yourself the worst human possible fucking things. That when you overcome that and you let that, like, you let, like, it's like man versus man, bitch. It's like woman versus woman. Like, if it's woman versus self, like, once you get over that hump, there is no one that can tell you anything that will ever hurt you, which is why, again, the confidence is so important, because it's like, if someone comes after you but you're so confident in yourself, okay, you think that hurt me? You gotta try a little harder than that, babe. You gotta be a little bit more creative. You wanna hurt my feelings? Get a little bit more creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I must have really hurt your feelings for you to bring up my mom. That's crazy.
You hit a nerve.
And that's so funny to me, Queen. It's like, really, like, and even too, like, I'm learning, like, there are just some people where before I used to really hate myself for this, but there's just some people, but I'm starting to love it now, that it's like, really, my presence bothers you that fucking much? I did nothing. Like, what? Like, I literally did nothing, but my presence is bothering you that fucking much. Thank you. Like, that's kind of I feel like Josh just thrives off of that. Yeah. Like, honestly, anyone watching or listening, you need to meet our friend Josh. You want some like advice? Go to Josh.
He'll be our second. He could be our second guest.
Yeah, literally. No,
that
it's
would
just
be
like
a good
I
episode.
Right? And especially a male being that confident, I just feel like it's so rare. And he is just, what do they call it, Queen? The one in the roof? A diamond in the rough?
Yeah. Diamond in the rough.
A diamond in the roof?
Not the roof.
I was like, what do they call it, Queen? No, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like, you got to be so confident, bitch. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to Kaylin's next point, which I just love, is how to get yourself, or what is it, how to get over the rut of embarrassment?
How to break out of the rut of embarrassment.
What did you mean by that? Like, let's Why don't you elaborate on that, Queen? Where did that stem from? Where did that come from for you?
I feel like sometimes, you know, it's kind of like a domino effect. So when you go through something that feels like a rejection or you feel embarrassed from, then I feel like that's when you start overthinking and where you start kind of second guessing every interaction that you've had up until that point or every situation that you've acted in up until that point. And so then I feel like it just becomes, you just get stuck in this rut where you're just constantly for days just thinking about everything. You know what I mean? You know?
I'm like, hell yeah, bitch. I know what the fuck you're talking about.
But I feel
where are you trying to take me right now, Kaylin? Where are you trying to take me right now?
But I feel like, you know, those ruts, like they're really difficult to really come out of, and they're really difficult to break that mindset of, you know, that doubt, that self-doubt, you know. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this whole episode really we've given like pretty good tips on how to break out of that, you mm-hmm. know what I mean. But I think mm-hmm. it's hard taking that initial step to change your mindset and change the way that you view yourself and the way that you think about yourself and the way that you talk to yourself. Taking that initial step to getting out of that is always, I think, the most difficult. So I think once you get past that point, then it gets easier and easier day by day to really change that. But that initial step, or even just realizing that you're in the rut in general and just taking that step to get out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think all of us have been there. Bitch, I'll be sitting doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I'm thinking about something I did 2 years ago on this exact day that was embarrassing as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that is the worst. And then even like anxiety after mm-hmm. drinking and then like the day after. You know, like embarrassment can really like put you at – it makes you want to hide. You feel humiliated. You don't want anyone to know the situation. You want to keep it between who was there. That's it. Sometimes you can't control that. And then it leads, one thing leads to another. And let me tell you this now. The only person that's making it more embarrassing, or who made it embarrassing at all, is you.
Mm-hmm.
Is you. You are in your own head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I mentioned this in my, like that one solo episode that I did, that when you are more graceful with yourself, and being like, oh, I fucked up, or, you know, I was so fucking drunk, or, you know what, I was lost back then. Like, we all make those mistakes. When you're that okay with yourself and you've forgiven yourself for doing what you did, and this can be something so, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, Queen, sometimes when motherfuckers, like, at the movie theater, they're doing their job, or they're just doing their job, but when they say, oh, enjoy your movie, and I say, you too, I'm thinking about that the whole entire movie. But really, when you forgive yourself for something as little as that,
mm-hmm.
the voice in your head that is making it very embarrassing, and it's you talking to you, it all of a sudden just goes away.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like people are so successful in being so graceful, like Josh, being so graceful with rejection, with embarrassment. That's why they can recover so gracefully, mm-hmm. so resiliently, because they've already like, oh, no, I'm good. That was embarrassing for myself, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. I love myself still, you know?
Yeah. I think also, too, like what I said last episode, like nobody is paying attention to you. Nobody cares what it is that you're doing except for you. You know what I mean? Because everybody is so wrapped up in their own lives and what they're doing. Nobody's paying attention to you. Nobody's watching you as closely as you think. You know what I mean? So it's like, even if you did do something embarrassing, all right, let's move on. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what else I like that you said, Queen? We are the side irrelevant character in everybody's story.
Mm-hmm.
We are the main character of our own individual story. So do you really think what you did, like that other person is going to think about it?
Yeah.
No. They may have thought about it for like 2 seconds.
Also think sometimes too, because I mean, believe me, like Kat said, we've all had those situations where we've done something embarrassing and we've thought about it the next day and we're embarrassed. But now... when I think about those times now, for me, I just think, you know, I am somebody's side character in their story. I just spiced up their story. Mm-hmm. I just made their story yeah. more interesting. You know, now yeah. they have this funny memory, and maybe, yeah, in the moment, was it embarrassing? A little bit. But they're going to look back and they're going to be like, wow, that's an interesting chapter in my life. Yeah. You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
They're going to tell their other friends, like, dude, I was at the store and this random ass girl did all this. And then it was just funny.
Yeah.
Like, you just made people yeah. laugh, even though mm-hmm. it was embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
Like, you think when I slip on water at the mall, oh my God, that happened to me when I was like 15. Oh my God, that was the worst thing. I remember it now. That was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and they were laughing and you made them laugh. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. So it puts you in a rut, but forgive yourself for it.
Yeah.
And be graceful with yourself for it. You mm-hmm. don't think other people have fucked up and did the same thing?
Yeah.
No. Forgive yourself from it. Move on. You have to learn how to laugh at yourself. People that can't laugh at themselves or the mistakes they've made. Well, there are some mistakes that are just not fucking funny. But like, there are just times where I'm like, if you can't laugh at yourself, it's hard to get over a situation when you are like, you know, actually like victimizing yourself, blaming yeah. yourself. Just laugh at yourself. Move on. Move forward. Be graceful. You are funny.
Yeah.
You're funny. Like, you made someone laugh, you're funny. Thank God that God made us funny. Yeah. You know?
I think that's something it. That I'm learning still to this day and, like, every day is that life is just so unserious, you know?
It's too short.
And it's too short to dwell on situations that are out of your control or that mm-hmm. have happened in the past. If you're going to spend every day for the rest of your life and your future worrying about something that you did 2 to 3 years ago, you're wasting all this time. You know what I mean? And life, Kat always tells me, everything is just so unserious. Just let it be so unserious. Just have fun with it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because life and being an adult is so hard. It's so yeah. hard. And I feel like, you know, when you get older, you lose a lot of that fun, you lose your inner child, you lose
that youth.
You know, yeah, you used to, when you're young, you look at life through rose-colored glasses and you see all the potential and you see all the excitement and all the fun. And then you get old and you're like, no, life sucks. Everything's dull and gray and boring. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's like, if things like that happen, let it happen. Mm-hmm. You know, let life
laugh
be serious.
At it.
Yes, yeah.
And it really, like, don't dwell on the past. Like, it's easy. If you want to dwell, okay, you can't help it, fine. Do it for 2 seconds and then move on with your life. Because mm-hmm. it already happened.
Yeah.
And just move on. Forgive yourself. And when you forgive yourself and you're gracious with yourself, you go through life so gracefully. And you have to keep that youth. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I remember that, Queen. Like, I remember just thinking about it now, and I remember I knew so many people when I was like in high school, and I was like, sometimes their parents were just like so serious and like so mean, and then I would get home and my parents are just so playful. I'm like, what? What happened? And then I started going through life and I was like, oh, life happened to them. Mm-hmm. You know, but you can't let life make you. You have to make something out of your life. Mm-hmm. You can't let it, even though life happens the way it does, you are in control of how you go about it and how you deal with it. Don't let it ruin you. Let it make you.
Mm-hmm. Period. Period. Mic drop. Drop mic the drop. Mic.
That's where we're ending the episode right here. Bye. But I think that's all, right, Queen?
Yeah, I feel like that's a good place to end.
Yeah. But yes, this is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. And
you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, all under No Baddies Left Behind.
Period. Goodbye. Bye, guys. Bye. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week. Oh, and also, before I mention, tomorrow, well, you guys are not going to see this until Monday, but Friday, May 23rd, I dropped an episode on YouTube. It is a solo episode. I'm filming in my car, and it's about how to get out of a toxic relationship and just how to get over a toxic relationship. Okay?
Period.
Want to put that little drop in there. But thank you for listening. If you listen all the way through, this is a long one, but we love you. Yeah. Bye.